border has got an extensive minefield that runs almost along the entirety of the southern part of Turkey with Syria. The area of the border that we've been looking at Human Rights Watch is directly north of Kobani, which is the town, the border town in Syria that has seen the Islamic State advance. And as the Islamic State forces advanced, the civilians fled and they crossed the border, but many of them didn't use the border crossing point and have instead just walked straight across the minefield. And many of them have brought their vehicles, their livestock with them. And because that is not allowed across the border into Turkey, their belongings, several thousand of them have remained there in the minefields. And we're concerned for their safety of those civilians who remain in that minefield, as well as for the victims that have already occurred in that minefield. And we'd like to see them leave the minefield as quickly as possible.
What should Turkey do about all this?
Turkey was supposed to have cleared these minefields under the mine ban treaty, and it has made some efforts, but it has not met its deadline to conduct that clearance, which was this year, and instead it requested an extension. So it's got now until March of 2022 to clear these minefields. The Kobani minefields are not the only part of Turkey which is mined. The country has got multiple mines around the perimeters of its borders, and we'd like to see it put more effort into clearing those mined areas. We understand the border with Kobani is with Syria is an active state of conflict right now, but this is not a no man's land. This is a part of land that is owned by the Turkish authorities and that they're responsible for in terms of the clearance of the mines that are there.
Now, your report says there's about 2,000 Syrian refugees remaining in the minefield. Should an international effort be undertaken to try to relocate these people? It's a lot of people to move.
It is a lot of people to move, and they need to move out of the minefield as quickly as possible. And we're urging that Syria provide safe passage to them. The problem has been that they came with their vehicles and their livestock, and those are not allowed across the border. But they cannot remain inside a minefield. There have been numerous casualties inside this minefield, including children, as well as the livestock. The refugees themselves have cleared at least six mines that they have found inside the minefield and handed them across. But this is not a safe place for anyone to be, so they need to leave, and it would be good if Turkey could help facilitate that process and do so as quickly as possible.
Now, you have some other major news today about landmines.
The Landmine Monitor 2014 report has been issued by the International Campaign to Ban Landmines today. This is an annual monitoring initiative that we've been doing for the past 17 years. Overall, it shows significant progress in addressing the landmine threat worldwide. The situation in Turkey involves old minefields. There are still old minefields around the world that claim victims every day, but overall we're making significant progress now in the international fight against anti-personnel mines.
But significant progress doesn't mean the problem's gone. We still need to get this cleaned up.
Exactly. If we're to ensure that civilians are protected, every last landmine has to be cleared and no more mines can be laid. And that's what we are seeing in the Landmine Monitor findings, but we're still disturbed when we see new victims, especially when it's from old landmines that should have been cleared.